bit of beauty on a Tuesday, and Barry Chapman comes into the studio with a theme that he wants to express that kind of is congruent with that. It's gratitude. Hey, let's...
Lito.
I've got to get you on a microphone.
Good morning.
So gratitude is a thing, eh?
Yeah, gratitude. You know, life would be seriously unhappy without a little bit of gratitude.
Can I tell you something about how lovely it is to spend a bit of time looking at what you've got to be thankful for? It is. You're quite right. It's quite awesome. But often we forget to do that. And I have a little trick that was taught to me years ago, and I live by it. And that is to find a gratitude pebble or a gratitude stone. Just a stone that catches your eye on the beach or anywhere, you know, something hopefully a bit smooth and you know, not going to make a hole in your pocket. But you take that with you, pop it in your pocket and carry it with you wherever you go. And then every time you find it, because quite often you have something in your pocket that you need to extract,
yeah,
and there's the stone. And every time you touch it, and you know, if you put it away at night, for example, on the bedside table or something, every time you touch it, you have to think of something that you are thankful for. It's amazing how it changes the way you look at the world.
No, 100%. And I mean, I think in general, just giving thanks to someone brightens their day so much more.
Mm.
Life is tough enough as it is without having to get beaten up by mundane little things. So just... what's it? Pay it forward, you know? Just a word of thanks. I mean, I go into the shops and you greet the people working at the till in a nice jovial, hello, how are you? Hope you're having a lovely day. And you see how their faces light up so much.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you also enriching yourself. But the main theme of today is gratitude to every single one of my clients for being who you are and what you are. And, you know, we provide a service as far as we can go. We do operate emergency services over the weekends and things like that. And that's where a hell of a lot of gratitude comes from, when you arrive at someone's house and they ankle deep in excrement and... you know, you really get stuck in and sort the problem out. But it's time for me to just say thank you to all those loyal clients of ours.
That's wonderful, Barry, and you're quite right. It really is important, the kindness that one is shown and one shows, especially when things are down, you know. It's funny how... and maybe with age and time on the clock, you begin to realize that you value more those intangibles than the flash and sparkle of what one is chasing in life. You know, I want a bigger house, better car, more money, more nice kits and lovely people around me and ding, 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 and all of that. And you realize that all of that kind of fades. It does. It goes eventually. Every single car you ever own is going to be scrapped.
Yep.
Everything you possess will eventually pass on to someone else who probably will never know anything about you or not care. And it's the kindness that you show along the way when I think back to people that I have known and those that have made a mark that I carry forward, it's those that have shown gratitude, kindness, compassion, love. And you're quite right. One thing about South Africa, no matter what the politicians tell you is wrong with this country, you just go to any kind of transactional spot where you're dealing with people on any kind of basis of different persuasions, different ethnicity, different spiritual, who knows, just different people in South Africa. We're very diverse. But we have one thing in common, and that is I think we actually like each other.
Yeah,
I really believe that. And you get so much joy from that connection and reaching out across the divide. And you're quite right. It's often with a, just a, hey, thank you for that, or nice to
just
see you.
Just a jovial greeting. Wow. I mean, just to walk past somebody and go, Kia le bocha, hope you're having a lovely day, you know, and somebody turns around and looks at you and they've got this massive smile on their face and they go, hey, sharp champion.
You know that even in the moments of conflict where one can have a nasty outcome, I remember once going through an intersection or coming through an intersection and screeching of tires, etc., etc., and I almost had a collision. And whose fault it was that is immaterial. It was almost this collision with a driver in another vehicle. And we stopped. And it was definitely, I will say, definitely it was his fault. and so, the anger, the fear, all of that, the negative stuff that swell. And you look and you see, and looking at you across through the steering wheel is equally kind of angry eyes and ding, ding. Now, this is a conflict. It's a can escalate, and there's that moment, a moment in which you can choose to escalate the conflict, or what I chose to do, because
take a breath,
is to raise my hand and you know, just we're okay, smile, our thumbs up, happiness,
100%.
The sun rose in that other vehicle in terms of the smile that beamed from that angry face and transformed it completely. And for that moment, in that moment, we became friends, just fleeting. It didn't,
Out of that little transaction that just happened, almost having an accident, and you, if you had reacted in an angry manner, it's going to upset
horrible.
You.
Absolutely.
It's going to make your day bad.
You never win in a fight unless you walk away from it having transactionally and analyzed and turned the situation around.
I mean,
to defuse it.
You made a split second decision to go, I'm not going to react in an angry manner. I'm going to react and say, hey, sorry, man, hope you're okay. You know, big smile on my face. Diffused the whole situation. Yeah. And both of you left with smiles on your face, feeling, oh my goodness, I'm alive. And I haven't had my pocket beaten by having to repair my car.
And you know, the interesting thing is, it's a choice. You can decide either way.
Yeah.
Either way. But the one way you win, the other way, even if you win the fight, you lose. And what is more important ultimately than how you feel at the end of the day?
Hey? A happy heart. Huh?
Yeah. I love that idea of yours. Gratitude. Thank you for supporting Chapman Plumbing. Thank you for listening to 88 FM. You know, thank you for being part of our world.
Thank you for being part of this amazing community.
Exactly.
It is a big family.
It's a lovely sentiment, a nice way to sort of, towards, as we segue towards the season of goodwill, maybe we can really adopt that tenet of peace and
100%.
Love and kindness. Our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, and what a different plumbing chat today, but I think even more important than what we normally talk about. And we'll catch up in a week's time.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Belito.
Indeed. And the morning show continues.